For the third consecutive year, Lagos State has recorded no single case of armed robbery attacks on banks and other financial institutions operating within its boundary, signaling a significant improvement in security surveillance. Governor Babajide Sanwo-Olu, on Thursday, November 24, 2022, shared the progress with stakeholders in the security circle and private sector donors at the 16th Town Hall Meeting on Security organized by the Lagos State Security Trust Fund, LSSTF, at the Civic Center in Victoria Island. Sanwo-Olu said his administration adopted a technology-driven strategy that enabled the security agencies to respond proactively ahead of potential breaches at vulnerable spots, including a web of undercover operations to frustrate armed attacks on possible targets. This, he said, has bolstered the confidence of the financial institutions to freely move their cash around the state with limited risks. The governor said the collaborative security approach had yielded significant results in crime fighting, leading to a sharp reduction in the rate of criminality across Lagos. In the last 12 months, the state recorded only 21 incidents of armed robbery, the lowest rate in the last decade. From last year November till date, the police and a combined team of security agencies have foiled 149 armed robbery attempts across communities. Sanwo-Olu said the state had not only boosted the morale of the security personnel with constant training and provision of equipment but had also raised its capacity to contain emerging threats. Next week, the governor promised that the divisional police formations will get 25 new pickup trucks to assist in quick response to security threats in their areas of operation. Reviewing crime reports between November 2021, till date, Commissioner of Police, Abiodun Alibi, said Lagos Police Command has arrested 146 armed robbers in 149 foiled attempts. In the same year, Lagos recorded 52 cases of cultism-related attacks, with 240 suspected cultists arrested and charged. The police chief disclosed that 89 high-grade arms and 376 assorted ammunitions were recovered, while 280 dangerous weapons, including cudgels, were seized from criminals.